你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
SBS 啱啱推出咗一辑最新嘅免费英语学习服务，可以帮助我哋呢啲身处喺海外嘅人士去学习英语。提高英语水平最好嘅方法就系每日去听同埋每日练习。英语学习 podcast 可以喺呢方面帮到你，令你有更好嘅沟通去认识新朋友，亦都可以为我哋创造更美好嘅生活。通过 SBS Learn English， 我哋可以了解更多澳洲嘅生活方式同文化，令我哋更加融入当地生活。
Learning English helps me to talk with my customers.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. I'm Josipa and I've been wondering, have you been enjoying these lessons?Well, we hope so, because today we are talking about the exact opposite.People that are unhappy and dissatisfied. We'll practice phrases we can use when we need to handle dissatisfied customers. That is, customers who are not happy for some reason. Dealing with complaints raised by an unhappy customer is not always easy. So we've prepared a set of phrases that you can use, whether you are a small business owner or someone working in a larger company and dealing with customers.Okay, so let's join Alan. He's been waiting for a delivery.
At last, thank you.
Alan is worried about the package he just received. The size is much smaller than he expected. As he unwraps the box, he notices that the plastic on the lid of the box is cracked. Disappointed, he calls the company on the number printed on the instruction manual that came with the parcel.
Indoor Urban Gardens. How can I help you?
Hi there. I just received an indoor herb garden that I ordered, but it arrived broken.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I apologize for the inconvenience. Can you give me your order number and some details about the damage so that I can help you?
Sure. My order number is 62345. When I opened the package, I noticed that the plastic cover was cracked and also...The garden I received was much smaller than the one I ordered. I wanted the larger one.
Oh, that's no good at all. I do apologize for the condition of the garden you received. As for the size, let me have a look. Okay. It looks like there's been an oversight on our part. I'll definitely look into this issue. And of course we'll make it up to you. Would you like me to send you a replacement?Or would you prefer a refund?
I'd like a replacement, please.
You know what? I'm really impressed with how Claire dealt with her dissatisfied customer. I took a closer look at their conversation, and I noticed that it provides a sort of roadmap that anyone could follow when they are faced with a customer who is not happy.It's like a step-by-step guide to turning things around, meaning making something bad or difficult get better. So, if you are turning things around, you are changing the direction of a situation from negative to positive. Let's hear again how Claire did that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I apologize for the inconvenience.
First,Claire apologized. This is actually one of the simplest things to do, but also the most important. There are lots of ways to say sorry. If you want some more examples, we explained several different ways in a previous episode how to say sorry. Claire then needed to find out exactly what went wrong. So, to find out more, she asked...
Can you give me your order number and some details about the damage so that I can help you?
Here, Claire asks for the order number so that she knows more about what was ordered when. And then she asks about the damage, that is, about in what way the garden was broken. What is wrong with it now? Or, to give you another example, you could say...
Could you give me some specifics so I can help you?
more specifics is just another way of asking for more details about the problem. So the first step is to start off nicely and apologize. The second step is to find out more about what went wrong. Now, what do you think the third step could be? Yes, a useful third step is to take responsibility for what happened, so that the customer knows that you are looking after them. When Claire checked her computer and realized the company had made a mistake and sent the wrong size garden, she said,
"It looks like there has been an oversight on our part."
An oversight is when something important is accidentally missed or not noticed, leading to some sort of mistake or problem. The fourth and final step in the roadmap for dealing with whinging customers is to offer a solution. But be careful. Whinging is an informal way of saying complaining. It's negative and a bit rude, so you would never want to use this word in front of the actual customer. Claire said,
"Would you like me to send you a replacement, or would you prefer a refund?"
A replacement here means he would like a new garden to replace the one he was sent.
"Or would you prefer a refund?"
A refund is when someone receives money back after having paid for a product or service if it was not satisfactory. We often try to make the customer feel better by offering them a solution, but sometimes this is not possible. Let's say Alan provides cleaning services, and today he's having a really bad day. He was supposed to clean an office, but his customer didn't show up. Now they're on the phone, complaining and demanding that Alan goes back.
"There seems to be some sort of mix-up. The booking was confirmed. We've waited 30 minutes and nobody opened the door. If you wish, we could make another booking."
"Listen, Alan, it looks like I might have made a mistake, but I don't want another booking. I need you to come straight away, or I'll be in trouble."
"I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but it's against our company policy. How about we make a new booking for tomorrow?"
Sometimes, like Alan, you need to stand your ground. That is, hold firm to your position, especially in situations where the customer is dissatisfied because of something that is not your mistake. Alan first said,
"There seems to be some sort of mix-up."
A mix-up is some kind of confusion or mistake. We use the phrase "seems to be" when we want to soften the impact of what we are saying. In this case, that our customer made a mistake. Now, do you remember what Alan said when he stood his ground?
"I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but this is against our company policy."
This type of response makes it clear that, unfortunately, you can't do what they're asking because it goes against the company rules. In Australia, businesses must meet a set of basic rights when selling products and services. Our guest today is Jocelyn Yem, Director of Operations at the New South Wales Small Business Commissioner. Jocelyn, what kind of organization is the New South Wales Small Business Commissioner?
Thanks for having us here today. So the Small Business Commission is a New South Wales government agency that advocates on behalf of small businesses.
Can you please tell us some key things that small businesses need to know about providing refunds and returns?
Yes, of course. So there are some laws about whether a business needs to provide a refund or a return and when they need to do that. Customers have rights under the law, and as a business, you need to be careful when telling customers whether they can return the goods or not. So say, for example, if you buy a pair of shoes from a shop, a customer buys a pair of shoes from a shop and they decide they get home, they don't like them, they've changed their mind about them, the customer is not necessarily entitled to a refund for what's called a change of mind purchase. But if there's something wrong with the shoes, if they break the first time they wear them, then as a business owner, you are required to provide a refund or a replacement.
What are the benefits of being good at dealing with customer complaints? Is there such thing like a secret to great customer service?
Most definitely. So one of the things is that, you know, when you run a business, there's always going to be customer complaints, unfortunately. So it's really important to know how you should handle those. So it's really great if you've got a process in place, and if you have that process on your website so that everyone understands how you handle complaints, so that way people have confidence that any issues that they have are going to be managed properly. So if you can try and resolve their concerns, they're going to not only come back as a repeat customer for you, but they're also going to share what a great business you are.
What help and resources are available for small business owners? Is there any resource available in languages other than English?
Yeah, definitely. So we have three main services at the Small Business Commission. We have a call centre that can be contacted during business hours to understand what information and advice we have to provide you. We are experts in retail leases, so if your lease is coming up for renewal or you're behind on your rent, we can offer advice on what to do. We can also help you if you're in dispute with another business or your landlord. For example, it could be for an unpaid invoice or a disagreement about your lease. We have a mediation service that can help with these disputes. And on our website, we have the ability to translate into 130 different languages. And we also have a telephone interpreter service so that if you're wanting to phone up and you're wanting a different language rather than English, you can be connected to someone that can help you in your language.
Thank you, Joseline, for this valuable information. Can you now please help us repeat the phrases we practiced in this episode?
Sure.
What does it mean to turn things around?
To turn things around means to change the direction of a situation from negative to positive.
What is damage?
A damage is physical harm or negative change that happens to something, causing it to become less usable or valuable.
Now, let's repeat after Claire and Alan. First, the questions you can ask to find out more about the problem your customer is facing.
Can you give me your order number and some details about the damage?
Could you give me some specifics about...
Phrases we can use to take the responsibility for the problem.
It looks like we might have made a mistake.
There seems to be some sort of mix-up.
Phrases we can use to offer a solution.
Would you like me to send you a replacement?
Can I offer you a refund?
We also covered phrases you can use when, unfortunately, you can't help your customer.
I wish I could help you, but this is outside of our control.
I'd like to help, but there's nothing much I can do.
I'm sorry, but this is against our company policy.
Have all these phrases and much more listed on our website as part of the learning notes. Just visit sbs.com.au/learnenglish. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
SBS Learn English helps Australians speak, understand and connect.
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦！